Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
The month of July is America's month. With the signing of the Declaration of Independence on July 4, 1776, we declared ourselves a new nation. Over the next few years, we fought for the right to be independent and govern ourselves. Blood was shed, and the signers all knew that if captured, they would hang as traitors. In spite of these obstacles, these people crafted a constitution that laid out a democratic republic where the people would hold the responsibility of electing representatives that would govern the new nation. This government has survived a civil war where the issue of slavery was finally settled. The South, in an attempt to hold on to slavery, committed treason by breaking from the Union. Instead of hanging those traitors, Lincoln and the Union allow Southerners to once again be part of the United States of America. The United States fought and won two world wars to keep liberty and self-governing alive and well. The 20th century was America's century. Our country grew in world influence and was often considered the beacon of hope and freedom in a troubled world. We've had our differences throughout the years, but the idea of no outside interference has been part of the glue that has held us together. I'm sad to say that this is no longer the case. President Trump made a mockery of our history by bending to the will of the Russian dictator. This was nothing short of dereliction of duty, and he should be removed from office. But the Republican Party doesn't have the guts to play their role and perform their duty as a co-equal branch of government. Voters will have to make the change that is needed. Let's hope that more than the typical 35% of voters will actually vote in November. This is the issue of our lifetime. Locally, the issue I see that will have a huge effect on Arcata and the county as a whole is the role of the university. The proposed massive off-campus student housing complex is a sign of the current relationship we have with the HSU administration. We were told this was a private development. Over time, we learned not exactly. The community and the university must work together for both to be successful. We have had good relations, and we must get that back. I want to thank this radio station and the Papstein family for offering me and my fellow commenters the opportunity to give a point of view on the issues of the day. This is a great opportunity to reflect on and think seriously about the complex art of self-governing and self-reliance. Our government is not an easy one. We all must take the responsibility of participating as a critical part of being a citizen. This will be my last community comment. My thanks to Hugo and Barbara and Brian and Angie for their support and goodwill. They take this community and country seriously, and I wish this local broadcast the best. This has been Sam Panisi for nearly 20 years of conversation with the North Coast. Fare thee well.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.